Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School as we continue our studies in Mark. It is a study of the gospel of the Son of God. And we're going to be talking today about Jesus and the sick. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 8th, 1928. Our lesson text is Mark chapter 1. Verses 21 through 34, and we will be there in just a moment. I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn and read our lesson text. It says in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 34, "And they go into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as the scribes. And straightway there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Hold thy peace and come out of him.' And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And the report of him went out straightway everywhere into all the region of Galilee round about. And straightway when they were come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and straightway they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand, and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were sick, and them that were possessed with demons, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick with divers diseases, and cast out many demons. And he suffered not the demons to speak, because they knew him." The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is, "He hath done all things well. He maketh even the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." Mark 7 and verse 37. It is suggested that the teachers should study Mark 7 verses 24 through 37. And I'll read that now. It says, "And from thence he arose and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and would have no man know it. And he could not be hid. But straightway a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. And she besought him that he would cast forth the demon out of her daughter. And he said unto her, 'Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs.' But she answered and said unto him, 'Yea, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.' And he said unto her, 'For this saying, go thy way, the demon is gone out of thy daughter.' And she went away into her house and found the child upon the bed, and the demon gone. And again he went out of the borders of Tyre, and came through Sidon unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to lay his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude privately, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and the bond of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh even the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Now we're also requested to read Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. And they come into Bethsaida, and they bring to him a blind man, and beseeching him to touch him. And he took hold of the blind man by the hand, and brought him out of the village. And when he had spat on his eyes, and laid his hands upon him, he asked him, Seest thou aught? And he looked and said, I see men, for I behold them as trees, walking. Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked steadfastly, and was restored, and saw all things clearly. And he sent him away into his home, saying, Do not even enter into the village. Well, those are the additional lesson texts. There's a geographical note here about Capernaum. Capernaum was one of the chief cities of Galilee, situated on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, on the border between the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali. In Christ's day, it is said to have had 30,000 inhabitants. It had a synagogue of the Jews, built by a Roman centurion, a custom station where Matthew gathered taxes, and a Roman garrison. Jesus made his home there, and it was called his own city. Its site is now supposed to be Tel Hum. The Sea of Galilee was formed by a depression in the ground where the River Jordan simply spread out, for it ran into the northern end of the sea and out at the southern end. This was also called the Sea of Tiberias in John chapter 6 and verse 1. From the city of that name on its border, Gennesaret, from the beautiful plain on the northwestern angle called by that name, Chinnereth, or Chinnoreth, from a town of that name, the Sea of Galilee, from the province of Galilee. It is 13 miles long and 6 miles across in the widest place. The region round about was the most densely settled of all Palestine, there being no less than 9 cities on its very shores. At Capernaum and around this lake, Jesus did most of his marvelous work and spent most of his public life. Now here are some helps and hints for the teacher. After the baptism of Jesus, as stated in Mark 1, the chapter of this lesson, came the temptation of Jesus. About a year elapsed between his temptation and the facts of this lesson. About this time, John the Baptist was cast in the prison. The preaching and works of Jesus produced a wonderful effect in Galilee, and he was glorified of all, Luke chapter 4 and verse 15. His theme was the gospel of God, namely, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. This kingdom of God is the one which God promised to set up in the days of those kings which shall never be destroyed, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, over which Christ is king, and to which Paul and others refer. To this kingdom Jesus and his apostles referred in their preaching during his personal ministry. He preached, as did John, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4 and verse 17. And so did the apostles in Matthew 10 and verse 7. And so did the 70 in Luke 10 verses 9 and 11. At hand means that it approaches. It draws nigh. Matthew says, at hand, and Luke says, is come nigh. These expressions are equivalent in meaning. After Jesus had died and had arisen from the dead and had been crowned king in heaven and set down the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the apostles no longer said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand or that it is come nigh. They preached it as having been fully set up and that all Christians were in it. Philip preached the good tidings concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. People were born of water and the Spirit into it, John 3 and verse 5. Then it is not yet to come and to be set up. It was set up and put up in working order to make the conquest of the world on the first Pentecost after Christ's ascension. Now let's look at the explanatory notes, and I'll read verses 21 through 28 of Mark chapter 1. And they go into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as having authority and not as the scribes. And straightway there was in the synagogue a man of an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, tearing him, and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the report of him went out straightway everywhere in all the region of Galilee round about. Now going to Elam's notes, we read, Jesus and his disciples went into Capernaum from the sea. As his custom was, he entered into the synagogue in Capernaum on the Sabbath and taught. This was a busy Sabbath day with him. Some of his professed disciples now have the custom of forsaking the assembly of the saints on the first day of the week. On this day, we should keep busy serving God. The teaching of Jesus was simple, plain, easily understood, direct, positive, tangible, searching, full of grace and truth, and in striking contrast with the theories and traditions of the scribes. He spoke with the authority of his divine wisdom and majesty, as one who knew, and not with the inferences, guesses, and speculations of the scribes. With a mighty stroke of his divine hand, he brushed away the commandments of men and the sayings of them of old time, and set the blessed, pure, unmixed truth into the heart. No wonder the audiences were astonished. People yet wonder at the simplicity, beauty, principles, power, and wisdom of the despised Nazarene. Besides, his life is embodied into all his instruction. The burdensome addition of the scribes and Pharisees and the way of the tradition of the elders and the commandments of men obscured and even destroyed the meaning of the scriptures. Hence they received such terrible condemnation from Jesus. At this time, Jesus cast out of a man an unclean spirit. Now let's talk about demons a little bit. This unclean spirit was a demon who possessed the unfortunate man. This was not simply a mental or physical disorder. Evil spirits of demons took possession of human beings and controlled their actions and their speech and affected their bodies. We're going to have to go into this into our next lesson. But no one in those days thought someone might have been possessed of a demon. They knew when they were. And while some of the symptoms of being possessed with demons were like common ailments, the demon possession itself was not.